أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. After a long time, let's continue with Surah Ali Imran, and I'll just go over it so we can get back into it. Surah Ali Imran, the third surah of the Quran, 200 ayat. The aim or the axis is establishing a Muslim identity. We find three main topics: an interaction with other nations, there's a struggle through battles, and then there is also the internal struggle with the hypocrites. We divided this surah into 9 sections, just as we did Surah Al-Baqarah. We've looked at the first section, which is basically divine guidance from the Torah, the Injil, the Quran. And then we saw the outright rejectors, the believers, and those who focused on the ambiguous verses and then protested. In the second section, we saw there's none worthy of worship but Allah. There is Ayatul Mulk there, where Allah is the master of the kingdom. And we find in here that the first manifestation of Iman is justice. We also find the ayah here, which tells us that the peak of Tawheed is Hubbullah. And if you love Allah, the only way to manifest this love is to follow the messenger. And that is the ultimate success, or the only way to reach one's full potential. And we started off looking at section 3, which is ayah 33 to 63, where there is a powerful miracle, the birth of Prophet Isa without a father, to shake them out of their decadence. This was to shake the Ahlul Kitab of that time, the Bani Israel. And this is where we stopped last time. We actually stopped at ayah 51, where we looked at the birth of Prophet Isa. Well, let's continue with ayah 52. And here Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ. When Isa alayhi salam perceived in them the covering up of truth. Hassa is to sense something. Now this was perceiving in the rabbis of the Bani Israel. قَالَ, immediately he said, مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who are my helpers in Allah's way? Look at the connection now with what we see at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ. The Hawariyun said, and these are often translated as disciples, and we'll discuss this in a minute. They said, Nahnu Ansarullah, we are the helpers of Allah. And they continue to say, Amanna Billah, we believe in Allah. Washhad bi anna Muslimun, and bear witness that we are the ones who have submitted. Now, when Prophet Isa alayhi salam senses that they would continue in their denial of his message, he separated the believers from the hypocrites, and the believers being known as the Ansar, the helpers. The word translated as disciples has several shades of meanings. For example, it means to return or decrease or diminish. It also means to purify, to bleach, which signifies purifications. Many times it is said that Hawariyun were the fishermen or the people who washed in the rivers. They washed off the stains of things, of clothes. And thus when Prophet Isa alayhi salam addresses them, he tells them that you wash clothes, or in other words, you remove stains from external things. Let me teach you how to purify your inner selves. And they were the first to believe in him. And a facet of this word also means that they diminish their egos and return to their source. Because the word also means to change, to alter, to amend, or to transform. They were transformed by the message of Isa alayhi salam. And that's what it's about. Change. The truth is supposed to change us inside. And they ended by saying, we believe in Allah. Bear witness. And bear witness that we are the ones who have submitted. When Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked about the phrase, ones who have submitted in the last part of this ayah, he said, true submission, true taslim leads to yaqeen, which is certainty, which in turn leads to confirmation, which is tasdiq. In other words, those who have certainty about Allah confirm it in their intentions and their actions. So these people who were around him said, we are in submission. We accept the truth. We will abide by it. We will come to your aid because we are part of your message. Our lives have been transformed, for now we know. Exactly what the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam said to him on the day of Ashura. They continue to say, they raise their hands now. In other words, now they turn to divinity and they say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. The transformation told them that they could directly connect to Allah. So they're saying, our Rabb, we believe in what you have revealed and we follow the messenger. So write us down amongst those who bear witness. Now remember, the word they use here is wattaba'na, ittiba versus ita'a. We talked about it where ita'a was a bare minimum following and ittiba was proactive following. Here they use it. They use the word ittiba. And then Allah says, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They planned and Allah planned. And Allah is the best of planners. Whenever you are fearful about something, about somebody working against you, recite this ayah again and again and again. In connection to what we're talking about, the enemies of Prophet Isa plotted to kill him, to eradicate what they perceived was a threat to their system. So they plotted, and the way they plotted was, because at that time the Romans were in control, the Bani Israel wanted to pick out something from what Prophet Isa would say, present it to the Romans and say, well, see, he's a traitor to your country and deserves to be killed. The verbal root for planned or maqara also means to cheat, to double cross, to plot. And this is what they did. Let's look at the next ayah. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ. And when Allah said, Ya Isa, O Isa, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. Indeed, I shall take you up, body and soul. See, the word tawaffa means to take in full. Waffa is to give in full. So he's saying, I will take you back to me, body and soul, وَرَافِئُكَ, and raise you to me, إِلَيَّ, to me, وَمُتَحِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and purify you of those who cover up the truth. وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And I shall place those who follow you above those who cover up the truth until the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ then, إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, then all of you will return. فَأَحْكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ فِي مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And I will make the judgment about your differences. There are two words for death in Arabic, both of which appear in the Quran. One implies a physical death, and that's maut. While the word used in this verse implies faithfulness and loyalty, wafa, in having fulfilled an obligation. So Allah is saying, as I mentioned before, that he will take Prophet Isa to himself, body and soul, and that he has been saved and returned to him. Elsewhere, the Quran tells us very clearly that he didn't die a normal death. Let's look at Surah An-Nisa, that's the next surah, ayah 157, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا كَتَلْنَا مَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And they're saying that surely we have killed the Messiah, Isa son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah. وَمَا قَتُلُوهُ وَمَا سَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّحَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. But it appeared to them that this was the case. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَقٍ مِّنْهُ. Most surely, those who differ therein only express an opinion based on inconsistencies. مَا لَحُمْ بِهِ مِنْ إِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. They have no real knowledge in regard to this opinion, but they follow only conjectures. Surely they did not kill him. And ayah 158 says, بَرَّفْعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Rather, Allah raised him up to himself, and Allah is mighty and wise. So let's make this concise. There are 6 points in this ayah. Number one, Allah will take him in full, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, body and soul. Normally at death, it's only the soul, so body and soul. Next thing, وَرَافِيُكَ, and he will raise him up to himself. وَمُتَحِّرُكَ, and he will purify him from the company of those who disbelieved, who covered up the truth. Number four, the followers of Prophet Isa alayhi salam will be placed above those who covered up the truth on the day of Qiyamah. Number five, all will be returned to him, to divinity. And finally, Allah will make the judgment about their differences. Ayah 56, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And as for those who cover up the truth, I will punish them severely in this world and in the hereafter, and they shall have no helpers. Those who deny the message in this world already taste the discomfort and agitation of fear, of insecurity, of the lack of purpose of life. It's all a prelude to the next life. If this life is based upon denials and quarrels and fears and anxieties with no spiritual submission, it's all amplified in the hereafter. It is through the mercy of God that we know opposites, contentment and discontentment, certainty and doubt, knowledge and ignorance, so that we may choose the right path. And then in Ayah 57, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And as for those who believe and do good deeds, He will compensate them fully. Remember, the same word came again. We looked at tawaffa, to take in full. Here is waffa, to give in full. So He will give them fully their compensations. Allahu la yuhibbu adh-dhalimin. Allah does not love those who are unjust. So He describes the believer's reward from the same root as the word used to describe the ascent of Prophet Isa to Him. So in essence, He's saying that those who have trusted in Him have connected their belief to their actions. See, iman cannot exist without actions. For example, love for another person is unreal unless that love manifests itself in concern, in attention, in respect. Actions actually prove intentions. And Allah does not love the unjust. He has no love for the one who has transgressed or the one who's been unjust. And the greatest, the highest injustice one can do is to oneself. Creation is based on justice. If we do not maintain the balance, creation will rebound. We are bound by death and by the care we must observe over ourselves and our environment in order to maintain our individually and planetary health. Love and peace can only be founded and maintained upon the bedrock of justice. And finally, in Ayah 58, it says, ذَلِكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ. This we relate to you from amongst the signs and the wise remembrance. So here the Quran refers to its own revelation. And in this ayah, we are told that the Quran is relating the story of Prophet Isa in order that they know the truth about him and the events surrounding his life. Inshallah, I will complete this section next time when we talk about Mubahila and Haditha Kisa, which actually form a major part of who we are. Jazakumullah khairan.